Welcome to the Sarah Jane Clark Lippincott House, also known as the White Cottage. Stop 3 on the New Brighton Historical Society's walking tour of the Underground Railroad. Sarah Jane, also known as Grace Greenwood, was a well-known poet, newspaper correspondent, women's rights activist, and an outspoken abolitionist, but she was not born in New Brighton. Instead, she was born in Pompey, New York, 1823, to Dr. Thaddeus C. Clark and Deborah Baker. In 1842, the Clark family moved to New Brighton, where Sarah's father continued his medical practice. Sarah was 19, and for the rest of her days, she considered New Brighton to be her true home. Sarah would go on to establish herself as one of our nation's most prominent literary figures of the mid-19th century. While living in New York, she interacted professionally and socially with the likes of Edgar Allan Poe, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Horace Greeley, Andrew Carnegie, Julia Ward Howe, and many other notables. As a prolific journalist, working mostly for the New York Times, she was one of the first women to gain access into the congressional press galleries, where she repeatedly pressed politicians about social reform and women's rights issues. President Lincoln personally took note of her writings and affectionately referred to Sarah as the Patriot. But it was during Sarah's early days in New Brighton that she was personally exposed to the abolitionist movement. It was not far from her house here, the White Cottage, that she attended lectures and other public meetings against slavery. On one occasion, Sarah tells us she attended a lecture given by prominent abolitionists William Lloyd Garrison and former slave Frederick Douglass. Afterwards, the two men joined Sarah's father and other local anti-slavery activists at the White Cottage for an evening discussing the evils of the institution of slavery, as she describes it. To learn more about Sarah Jane Clark Lippincott and New Brighton's history of the Underground Railroad, please visit the New Brighton Historical Society.